It's time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, a daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishina Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. Yourself?
Oh, not terrible this morning. 68 degrees outside right now. We kind of got out of it yesterday without squeezing a whole lot of rain, just a few sprinkles here and there.
Yeah, didn't get much here. Some other places did, but not here.
Yeah, sound like to the south of us they might have gotten a little bit more rain, but we really didn't get much of anything here at all. Just enough to remind you how much dust you actually have on your vehicle. You know, when it dots you up like that? Don't you just love that? I just washed it, you know, and here you are all of a sudden now all dotted up from the rain. Lovely. How's Brett this morning?
Oh, not too bad.
Tell us about Camblin's.
Sterling tubs and showers are made with you in mind. Many of their styles have soap shelves, non-slip floors, and sizes to fit most applications. Their remodeler units allow us to take practically any situation and make it better. Camblin Plumbing and Heating has carried Sterling now for several years, and we're pleased not only with their quality, styles, and ease of installation, but also with their competitive pricing that they have for you to the ultimate consumer. Shop Camblin Plumbing and Heating for all your bathroom remodeling needs and get discount prices every day. Stop in and see us at 307 Chestnut in Atlantic or 1013 7th Street in Harlan.
Very good. Thank you, Brett. Hey, this weekend is the annual sales tax holiday here in Iowa. It's not an issue for you, is it?
Not for me, it isn't.
You don't sell any clothing.
No, but I've been approached to go shopping this weekend.
Ah, there you go. Works out well for you then, doesn't it? This Friday, August 7th, is Saturday, August 8th. Now, they've been doing this actually for a number of years now, and I don't know if you've taken advantage of it in the past, but it's a pretty simple concept. During those 2 days, if you buy qualifying items at the qualifying prices, then you just are exempt from paying the sales tax. And that includes the local option tax. That gets waived as well. It's an annual event. It's always the first Friday and Saturday of August. It doesn't include Sunday. And businesses that are open on these days are required to participate. Otherwise, the Gestapo comes in, I guess, and takes over from there. But you have to participate. Businesses can't advertise that they'll pay or otherwise absorb the sales tax on items that don't qualify. Also, when completing there's some tax return issues and stuff that businesses have to be aware of, but we won't worry about that here this morning. But what it boils down to is if businesses sell clothing or footwear in Iowa, then the law affects you. You have to do that. Now, what it is, like I say, no sales tax, including the local option tax, can be collected on the sales of articles of clothing or footwear that have a selling price less than $100. Now, if the regular selling price of an item is over $100, then of course, it's not exempt from the sales tax. And that exemption applies to each article that's priced under $100, regardless of how many items are sold on the same invoice to a customer. So you can have hundreds of dollars worth of stuff, but each item that costs less than $100 is exempt. Now, they even had to put down clothing. You know, you've got to have definitions, legal definitions there, too. Clothing is any article of wearing apparel and typical footwear intended to be worn on or about the human body. So I'm so sorry. Those little turtle sneakers, those little ones you can buy for, you know, like your dogs and cats, those don't count because they're not intended for the human body. Those don't count. But there's a lot of things that they have that are, you know, exempt from this, too. Clothing, it says, doesn't include things like watches and watch bands, jewelry, umbrellas, handkerchiefs, sporting equipment, skis, swim fins. Really? You could wear those to work, couldn't you? Rollerblades, skates, any special clothing or footwear that's designed primarily for athletic activity or protective use and not usually considered appropriate for everyday wear. That seems kind of open-ended, doesn't it? But there's a list of a lot of these different items and things, too. You know, there are some other rules, too. They say that articles that are normally sold as a unit have to continue to be sold as a unit. You can't sell them separately to get the exemption. Like, for example, a pair of shoes. If it normally sells for $120, you can't split them up and sell each shoe for $60. But what if I only need the left one?
That's right.
And like suits. You know, if you normally sell something as a suit, say a men's suit. You can't split it up and say, sell the slacks for this much.
Well, I don't think very many school kids wear suits to school.
Well, not so much, and that's kind of what it's meant for, you know, to save money on back-to-school stuff. But it's, you know, it's not limited to that either. It's not just for children's sizes and things. So you just, you know, you never know. You know, there are some other issues, too. When exempt items are normally sold together with other items that are taxable as a set or a single unit, then the full price is subject to sales tax if the value of the taxable items exceeds the exempt ones. Did you follow all that?
No.
Okay. Well, then I just stay away and buy them separately. They say there are some other issues here, too, like buy one, get one free, or for a reduced price deals. You know, if the total price of the items advertised as buy one, get one free, or buy one, get one for a reduced price cannot be averaged in order for both items to qualify for the exemption. So if they cost more than that, you know, than the limit, you can't have, you know, average them down. It just doesn't work that way. What if you have an exchange? What if you bought something during the sales tax holiday, a tax-exempt purchase, and then it's a clothing item, and you have to bring it back, say, the following week and exchange it? Then what happens? Well, they have that listed here, too. When a customer purchases an eligible item during the exemption period, then later exchanges the item for the same item, perhaps a different size, different color, whatever, then no additional tax is due, even if the exchange is made after the exemption period. So you can come back and exchange without having to tack on the tax. It says when a customer purchases an eligible item during the exemption period and then later returns the item and receives credit on the purchase of a different item, then the appropriate sales tax will apply to the full sales price of the newly purchased item. So I suppose make doggone sure it's the right size and color and everything else when you buy it the first time, or at least make sure that they really, really, really want it. Because if for some reason it doesn't fit or the color just isn't right or whatever, and you want to return it, you're going to have to exchange it to not have to pay the tax on it. And if you do have to return an eligible item, they said when a customer returns any eligible item that's purchased during the exemption period, then the retailer should refund the tax only if the customer produces a receipt or invoice showing the tax was paid on the item, or the retailer has sufficient documentation to show the tax was paid on the specific item too. So they get going back and forth on all these different rules for all these things. And then what if you have, like, coupons or discounts, things like that. Manufacturer's coupons do not reduce the sales price of an item. So they're saying, therefore, a manufacturer's coupon cannot be used to reduce the selling price of an item to less than that $100 in order to qualify for the exemption. And for example, a jacket sells for $105 and the customer has a $10 manufacturer's coupon good for the purchase of the jacket. Well, for the sales tax holiday, that doesn't reduce the price to $95, even though that's all you pay. The tax is still due on the $105. So you can't use.
So what happens if you buy something for $99 and then you return it and you buy after the weekend and you get something for $105? Do you have to pay tax on $6?
Call your lawyer.
The state's going, how do I figure this one out?
Talk to your attorney. Well, and you know, those were manufacturer's coupons we just talked about too. Now, store coupons and discounts and things too, they have a list there for that too. Store coupons and discounts reduce the sales price of an item. So therefore, a store coupon or discount can be used to reduce the sale price of an item to less than $100 to qualify for the exemption. So, you know, there you have it. They said, for example, a customer buys, say, a $400 suit and a $110 shirt. The retailer is offering a 10% discount. So after applying the 10% discount, the final sales price of the suit is now $360. The sales price of the shirt is $99. Well, the suit is taxable because it's over $100. The shirt, though, would be exempt. So it's just manufacturer's coupons. They don't count toward reducing. But if it's a store coupon or some sort of another discount like that, then that...
How about a KJN Big Deal deal?
I'm not even going there. I don't know. They don't. You know, oddly enough, they didn't address that in their list of things. You'd think that they'd be on top of that, but they did not address that. But KJN Big Deal certificates are not coupons.
Okay.
So they probably don't have much to do with that because those are, they're like cash. They're actually certificates. They have a value. You purchase them for whatever you purchase, but they have a face value on them. If it's a $20 certificate, instead of using a $20 bill, you're using the certificate.
Okay, sure.
That's my legal explanation.
All right. Well,
I'm not an attorney.
Trying to spin you a little.
And
there.
Don't pretend to practice one on the radio ever. No, that would be my simple explanation, I suppose.
Okay.
That's my opinion, but that's what I think would happen there. You know, what about rebates? What if you get rebates back, too? Well, they said rebates occur after the sale, so they don't affect the sales price of an item purchased either. So, again, if you bought something for $110, you got a $15 rebate, that doesn't mean
nope.
that you can get it for the, you know, lesser price. You still bought it for that at the set. Now, they talk about gift certificates here too, that the sale of a gift certificate is not taxable. So eligible items sold and delivered during the exemption period using a gift certificate qualify for the exemption regardless of when the gift certificate was purchased. Eligible items sold and delivered after the exemption period using a gift certificate are taxable even if the gift certificate was purchased during the exemption period. And they're talking about store gift certificates that you would buy there. Rain checks, layaways, things like that, too. They address everything. They left no stone unturned. Eligible items that are sold and delivered during the exemption period, when you're using a rain check, do qualify for the exemption regardless of when the rain check was issued. However, issuance of a rain check during the exemption period will not qualify an item for the exemption if the item is actually sold and delivered after the exemption period. So bottom line, if you got a rain check 2 months ago and they call you this Friday and say, hey, that item's in, and you go in to use the rain check, well, that's when you're purchasing it. You're good to go. If you go in Friday and the item is sold out and they give you a rain check and then they call you next week and say, hey, it's in, you don't get the discount. So, layaway sales. They said layaways, that's a transaction which merchandise is set aside for future delivery to a customer who makes a deposit and agrees to pay the balance of the purchase price over a period of time and at the end of the payment period then, of course, receives the merchandise. So, what about layaways? Well, they say that eligible items qualify for the exemption if the customer takes delivery of the merchandise during the exemption period or puts the merchandise on layaway during the exemption period, even if the final payment and delivery is not made until after the sales tax holiday. So it sounds like layaway type situations are good to go either way. Rental items don't qualify, mail order sales. Eligible items purchased by mail order, catalog, or internet are exempt if they are delivered during the exemption period or ordered and paid for during the exemption period, even if delivery is made after the sales tax holiday. And then what about refunds and things, too? Well, you know, we'll let the merchants deal with that part of it, I guess. But there are a whole lot of things on there. But, you know, you can make this as complicated or as easy as I guess you want it to be. A lot of folks have taken advantage of the sales tax holiday. There's a reason, of course, that they do it the first weekend, Friday and Saturday in August, and that's because it's so close to the beginning of the school year to give parents an opportunity to save some money as they get their children ready to go back to school. So opportunity to, I guess, make it a little less taxing.
Oh, ooh, I see what you did there.
Did I do that? Did I just say that? You remember back to school shopping when you were a child?
I think my mom did it all through the Sears Roebuck catalog.
I just shoe shopping is what I really remember more than anything else, because it must be in men's and women's DNA, because even though mom had four little boys to haul off to the store and stuff, she seemed to want to do a thorough job. Us, on the other hand, sure, fits. Let's go.
Yeah.
Good enough. Let's go. It's the same answer I give you today. And then you'd get home, and then you'd complain about it for 2 weeks because the shoes didn't fit right. Mm-hmm. And, well, if you'd have taken the time in the store to actually make sure, you know, it's just, you wear me out. I just can't do it forever. And so that's the end of that story. And now I have to just kind of wait until I fill into these shoes a little bit better and break them in. So it's just the way it is. But so again, it's always kind of a chore to have to go out and do the new school year shopping extravaganza. But if you can save a few bucks along the way, I guess they'll take anything you can get, right? Brett, tell us more about something we can't deduct,
something
we can't exempt at Camblin's.
Delta Faucet Company has proven time and again that their faucets are the best. They've proven time and again that their faucets are the most stylish. Camlin Plumbing and Heating has carried Delta for almost 50 years now, and we know that Delta gives the best quality, style, and dependability of any faucet line out there. We carry all the parts for these faucets, and sometimes they're so easy that you don't even need us to fix them. Trust in Delta and Camlin Plumbing and Heating the next time you need to replace a faucet around your home or business. Remember, we discount all of our offerings every day. In Atlantic, give us a call at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286. The thought of the day today comes to us from Zig Ziglar. If you're not willing to learn, no one can help you. If you are determined to learn, no one can stop you.
Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. You know, you wonder at that sales tax holiday how long they'll be able to hang in there with that $100 limit.
Yeah.
Because things are, you know, getting more and more expensive every day. At some point, that'll probably have to be raised to make it reasonable because, well, have you gone clothes shopping lately? I mean, it can be
especially for teenage girls.
Well, that's true. It depends on your tastes and stuff, too. You don't have to spend a boatload, but depends on tastes and things, I guess. Brett, thanks for coming in.
You bet.
Appreciate it very much. Hey, go out and make it a great day. God bless America.